Throughout the show, we'll take a look back at some of our favorite guests on the program. Now, we always love talking about the Beatles. That's always, always an important topic. And David Cassidy, when he was, you know, starring in the Partridge Family, big musical star himself, was just the biggest Beatle fan on earth. And what an experience he had as a Beatle fan. And he came on the show one night to tell us about it. Let's take a listen.
And, you know, when the Beatles broke, I was 13. I went out and saw them on the Sullivan Show and went out and bought an electric guitar and learned all the Beatles songs. And I got to know John very well and met all those guys, but got to know John and played with him a couple of times.
Well, give us, and it's too much to answer in one little question, but give us some, like, idea of what John taught you musically.
Well, if you're 13 years old and you go out and buy an electric guitar, you start learning how to play and learning the chords. And those songs, early songs, Meet the Beatles, you know, the second album, Rubber Soul, and, you know, Revolver, and then, you know, going through, they kind of wrote the soundtrack to my youth. And when he and I got together, he came over to my house on New Year's Eve, 74, 75, and, you know, I got to sing some of Paul's parts, and I actually retaught him a couple of the early songs that I still remembered that he'd forgotten.
Really?
So it was pretty cool, you know.
What?
Yeah. You can imagine, I got to live sort of my fantasy, and I was in the Beatles for, you know, a couple of hours one night. And
wow.
But it was just he and I getting, you know, on New Year's Eve getting drunk together and having a great old time.
Can you remember any Beatles musical secrets he passed on to you or when you were next to
no,
him?
No, it's just he told me that after, I'm going to say Sergeant Pepper, I think he told me, they'd never wrote together anymore. He would come in and he'd have, like, the verses and the chorus, and then Paul would write the bridge and vice versa. But they never wrote together after that.
And you think because they weren't getting along so well?
Or? I think because they lived very separate lives, yeah. And they weren't touring anymore, and they weren't in the same room. You know, in the early years, they traveled together, and they were all in the same rooms together. They were like I was, you know, you were taken from place to place. And they all hung together, you know, and they weren't playing live every night. So they lived in their own houses, and they lived their separate lives with their wives and girlfriends. And yeah. I think for that reason alone, they worked alone. And then they would come into the studio and share their stuff together. And, you know, like A Day in the Life, if you listen to the middle 8-bit, Paul sings, woke up, got out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. You can hear it's a completely separate deal. But they fit it into what they were doing together. John had the verse and the chorus, and vice versa. You know, they would write that way together, and sometimes not even at all. But it would always be Lennon and McCartney.
You know, you go back, you watch those Sullivan appearances. Unlike the other groups where they had that intense, rough rock and roll look, these guys look so relaxed and so
well,
happy.
Well, they were
so
polished from playing live for years together. You know, they played in Germany like 2,000 shows, and they played, you know, the Cavern and all over. They had been together for a few years and had done so much work in those first few years that they were very polished.
Mark Simone. Right in the middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself, and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. That I'd never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Hey! Worry. I only want to make you happy, and if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
There you go. David Cassidy and the Partridge Family on 77. It's Saturday.